WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. In those fire-struck parts of Southern California, then hit by massive rainfall.
The storm is gone, but the muddy mess, that's still here.
I lived here over 30 years, and this is the first time we ever seen such a thing.
Thursday's rainstorm packed a punch, triggering a mudslide in the Sierra Madre neighborhood.
The mud was all the way to the level of the door, so I couldn't even come out because the debris was really bad.
On Saturday, homeowners spent the day cleaning up. There are street closures in effect because of the cleanup, and those are supposed to stay in place through the weekend.
CBS's Laura Posen. This weekend's brought rain and snow and slush to Pennsylvania. This driver outside Philadelphia reports.
It's been wet. It's kind of slushy on the roads. They've salted it pretty well, though, so the cars are moving pretty good.
But high wind warnings are in effect in parts of Pennsylvania through tomorrow. The Munich Security Conference is wrapping up today after Vice President J.D. Vance his blistering takedown of European leaders there this past week.
All eyes had been on a meeting between the U.S. Vice President and Secretary of State and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. But after only half an hour, the discussion ended with no new information on how the U.S. would help bring an end to Russia's war with Ukraine, or crucially, what role Ukraine itself would play in negotiations that will shape its own future. Elizabeth Palmer, CBS News, Munich.
Rubio spoke with his Russian counterpart yesterday about Ukraine. We may hear more from the Secretary of State when he appears on CBS's Face the Nation later. Elon Musk continues to wield an axe on multiple federal agencies, even in the face of legal challenges and concern from liberal and conservative legal experts alike. President Trump telling Fox News.
Elon called me. He said, you know, they're trying to drive us apart. I said, absolutely.
In New York City. Demonstrators protesting Mayor Eric Adams's apparent plans to ditch the city's sanctuary laws and cooperate with President Trump's immigration policies. One-time Adams loyalist, Reverend Johnny Green.
When you have people being deported to places that are not even their home countries, for him to think that this is okay and to think that the people who supported him, the black community in particular, would be all right with this is trouble.
Seven federal prosecutors resigned rather than follow a Justice Department order to drop the corruption charges against Mayor Adams. That motion has now been filed. Pope Francis has spent a second night in a Rome hospital. The 88-year-old pontiff is being treated for his latest respiratory infection. Doctors said no to his delivering his noon blessing from his hospital window. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All I need is 30 minutes. 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul. Then why don't you show me? 'Cause I wanna know. And why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow. And I wanna know. Like it's ready to blow. down, the flowers are blooming. Up from the ground, you are all alone. The sun going down, and you are all alone. And there's light all around. And the sun's going down. on the right and left, and most of us are walking through no man's land, and they open fire every day. Well, for keeping silence, it's a price we pay. Well, the bright of the light, of the dark of the shadow, get to heaven, gonna walk through.
We just double dip Mr. Jeffrey James. He's live at Cargo Coffee with Ethri Fields on the 28th. You are in the second hour of the fifth hour of the local music things. That's right, in the after hours of Mags Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. These sounds in this half hour are sponsored by Herbal Aspects, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com. We keep you connected to the local stuff right here in the after hours. But remember, the local stuff can be a two-way street. Message us or email us at maxincradio@civicmedia.us, or just drop us a message in all those social media things. If you do, we'll make sure that the band you're seeing is getting played right here on Max Inc. Radio. This next band is live last night at Chief's Tavern in Madison. This is the Dogtown Howl on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours on the Civic Media Radio Network.
River sat and fly away.
was Abandon's End. And then before that, the Magic Conch, who made us just a bit warmer here in the Civic Media Studios with Hotter Than the Sun. You're in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio, and this next artist literally has a ton of MAMA awards attached to his name, Mr. Sam Ness. And he has a bunch of local shows lined up here, and we're going to tell you all about them in May when it gets a little warmer. Max Inc. Radio has you covered. Swing on by, make that connection, and then local music will be right there when you need us.
Met this girl named Gabby with an E. She came over, she made pancakes with me. We watched Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Sat on the couch and had some wine. She got closer to me and in no time, she kissed me. And I kissed her too. And we're both moving down the road, both trying to find ourselves a home, but I hope I can see her one more time. Now, Gabby, you're laying in your bed. Hope that you can rest your head, and that this tune can lend some company. I hope that tomorrow when you rise, the day will be an easy ride. The winding road to Lodi will bring it back to me. Now, we're both moving down the road, both trying to find ourselves a home, but hope I can see you one more time. I hope I can see you one more time. Gabby, I think we learned it one more time. Playing with the fire, if it burns too bright, it'll burn up all the air and fade. There's nothing we can say, we can hardly breathe. We can hardly breathe. Now, Gabby, I'm laying in my bed, thinking about those things you said, wondering how we lost our sympathy. That tomorrow when I rise, the sun will meet these weary eyes, and I'll forget you, you'll forget about me. Now we're both moving down the road, both trying to find ourselves a home. Gabby, I think I need some time. Maybe someday I'll see you one more time.
Cat and the Hurricane is next on Max Inc. Radio. They will be at Midwest Friends Fest on May 30th, not to be confused with Midwest Fest that's on May 9th and 10th. Charlie Boy and the People Brothers Band will be at that show. Now, don't get them confused. That's why we're here, to keep you and all the local shows clear, just so your ears don't get confused with your minds. After Cat, then we'll take a quick break right here on Max Inc. Radio. After all, we are local music.
To ask for help, I somehow think I can handle it myself.
Sound, Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Mr. Todd Phillips brings us back to local music here on Civic Media Radio Network. Then Beth Keeley Band. Beth is super busy next week with Ladies Rock Camp. Check out the showcase show on Sunday, the 23rd at 7 p.m. And then on the 28th, she's going to be doing live things with Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. Connect yourself to us, and each time she plays, we'll connect you to her. That's how it works here in the after hours on Max Inc. Radio. All this planning ahead and local music connections with both locations and dates, even the times from time to time, is brought to you in this half hour by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street. In Madison, there's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Next up is a local woman who has an amazing voice and guitar skills. It's Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours.
Comfortable, but it won't help you grow. So
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There we stand, steam and sound. Tea and time, milk and honey. Unwind your mind, tea, tea for two, me and you. There's nothing to do, there's nothing to do. Honey and hope, loose from our talk too loud, too loud. There, over where, to a place we've never been before. We've never been before. This tea and time, and we made this meal for two. I'm gonna share it with you, so let's see what we could find. With a little peace of mind, no one has nothing to do. These common threads are tied. These common threads, common threads hold tight. These common threads, these common threads are tied. These common threads, these common threads hold tight. These common threads.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
See that pressure? It's on your mind. Is that feeling like you're wasting time? And your money, it needs more money, yeah. And it just ain't funny. When you hit your low,
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicky Barker. Ukraine's future may start to be decided in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia this week. Secretary of State Marco Rubio among the top officials who will be heading there, as CBS's Margaret Brennan tells us.
CBS has learned that in the kingdom, he will have contact with Russian officials alongside National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Trump envoy Steve Witkoff. This appears to be taking up Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's offer to try to mediate some kind of relationship between the U.S. and Russia to end the war in Ukraine.
Ukraine apparently not invited to these talks, nor, it appears, are America's very disgruntled European allies who have largely supported Ukraine's war against the Russian invaders. First up on Rubio's Middle East tour, though, a meeting today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.